canal ride takes approximately 15 minutes. The canal is fed by freshwater springs, two of which are under the dock that we just left. It runs into the Homosassa River. From there, it's 9 miles to the Gulf of Mexico. We have the Sheraton on the right. We have a nice swimming pool. Place to sun yourself. You notice the walk over the canal takes you to our restaurant, lounge, and boat dock. roses. Manatees are on the endangered species list. There's only about 30 in captivity. We have Lucifer, the hippopotamus, 15 years old. Each year at his birthday time, he gets to enjoy a nice carrot cake. Back to their island. They don't like to go with us. If they fall in the water, if they jump from the boat, do you think we push them in the water? They scream and holler. We got one out there named George. He's the boss of the island. Here he comes. Come on, George. Get up here. I didn't think you were going to show up, George. Come on now. Look here, George. I didn't know I can. He's the chief of the island, George is. He's the one that warns them of all their... Aren't you, George, huh? Look here. I got another piece over here. Look here. What? You're going to run now. You get two, you're going to go. They get fed at least 18 times a day. We try to feed them a little bit each time for everybody to get a chance to enjoy it. One of their predators are hawks. When there's a hawk in the area, you won't find a monkey. Or the snake in the area, they stay high in the trees and look down at us. A few wet ducks here in this little cove. Dig out the soggy bread out of the water once in a while. They can pop the birds out of the piece. Monkeys are very cautious. It takes them a while to figure it out. He's going to get some bread. He's off there and he goes. The grackles. That's the male grackle. There, we're going down and get another piece of bread. These monkeys jump from the boat to the... If they would miss falling in the water, they think they throw them in the water, let them scream and holler. That's the reason they stay on the island, is they don't like to swim. It's not that they can. park, please watch your step and get out. You go across the street to the building marked entrance, through the building out the back door. That's where you find our nature trail. Follow the main trail to see all the animals. You also walk underwater at the fish bowl. As you go through the building, you may purchase food for the animals, or out in the park, we have vending machines that dispense animal food for a dime. Stamp on the back of your hand takes you through the park and your boat ride back. Boats leave every 30 minutes. That's on the hour and on the half hour. Last boat leaves this evening at 5:30. As you go out the back door of the building, we do have strollers and wheelchairs for your use. Help yourself as you please return when you're through. Thank you. See all those white things on the cement ahead of the boat where the water's running under the road? That is freshwater snail eggs called apple snail. It takes about 30 days for them to hatch. You'll see them on the weeds and on the tree trunks. They're always above the water.
Yeah, well, on the island we used to have ostriches and
and that changes. It takes a while for it to get.
Yeah,
we used to have some ostriches and sheep on that one island before we passed boats. Mm-hmm. But that's all the differences. And now, but inside the park, we had a few more animals. But I always tell people I agree with their disappointment because you know they bring their grandkids down here and say we're gonna go see the animals, and they're gone. And I said, I can understand your disappointment. I said, next time it comes through, I said, it's really just as enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And you get them laughing, or get them smiling, and agreeing.
Yeah.
Agree with them, positive, and then
go
come
back.
Don't
take it back.
We'll see what you find. Are you from this area?
No, I moved down. I'm originally from Wyoming. I'm
from Wyoming?
Yeah, I was in the military 22 years. We moved down here from 5. Last year. Hello, Fico. These are the two people, Doris, Diane, and Orm Loomis.
Glad to meet you, sir.
Glad to meet you, sir.
Glad to meet you.
Diane.
Doris.
Doris.
Good.
I got an admin, and now you're yours.
Now what do we do?
I don't know.
Sitting out
well,
for five.
We never did have a chance to explain to you. We're from the Florida Folklife Program. It's a state agency dedicated to documenting traditional culture in the state. And also presenting it. We were asked by a magazine in Memphis, Tennessee, that is known as the organization there is the Center for Folklore. They have a magazine that is primarily for teachers and people interested in local history and people interested in folklore. They wanted us to write an article that had to do with occupational folklore. And they heard that we were doing some research on ranching. We were interested in that, but when they asked a few weeks ago, we hadn't even begun the research on ranching, so we couldn't do that. And we had done some work on the Apollo Springs, where they have a glass bomb boat and a guided jungle tour. We'd already done some research on that, so we suggested that as a topic that we could talk about. But before we did anything more, we did that research just for a festival presentation, and we wanted to get some more information about other attractions that had jungle tours and things related to wildlife. So we came here to try to get some comparative information, and you might be interested to know that some of the things that you mentioned in your trip, they also mention it with color.
Is that right?
Yeah, they mentioned the
The Anhinga,
yeah. Very much the same kind of remarks in the apple snail and all those things. They don't have monkeys, but they have a few other things that y'all don't have. Of course, there are those differences that you'd expect, but there's a remarkable amount of similarity. Have you ever been here?
No.
Or,
where's this located now?
This is south of Tallahassee.
It's about a half hour south.
Yeah. Well, it's on the head of the Wakulla River, and that's where they have their glass bottom cave. But they also take a short trip down the river that starts there. So we hope to talk about the way people make their presentation, the tour guides actually remember what to say. Because after going with every single guide there at Wakulla, it's obvious that they said almost the same kind of things, but the style of presentation is an individual thing, and it is a thing that is partly learned from the people, you know, who taught you how to do it, but it's something that you also add to yourself.
One thing that I didn't mention, this is a man-made community. When I first started, this is one of the things that some of the town, a lot of people got disappointed. And they were thinking when you got down here, you know, this canal, they get down here, so how cars get down here? Because they think you're back in the jungle. Mm-hmm. So I literally, this is man-made canal, because it seemed to give more enthusiasm when you didn't tell it was man-made. You thought it was more natural environment.
Yeah. They think you're way back in the jungle.
So now, I know some of the other drivers tell them it's man-made, but I went ahead down my own. I just felt like I could see it there.
Yeah, I can stop listening.
New electric storm in on it.
Well, we've found that so much of what people, a guide does, depends upon the audience and how they're reacting on both and all that sort of stuff.
Right, it can make a lot of difference. When people seem interested, you're going to tell them more. If they don't,
right,
then you're going to blase right through just a
little
bit.
Yeah.
Now,
do you do boat tours?
No, sir. Mm-hmm. I do camping. My main thing is to do these wild
Uh-huh.
A little
ball. He can do everything. He's been a park supervisor in here, and nothing he can do.
Uh-huh. And 9 years off and on, you learn to do it all.
Sure. Well, we'd like to get a little bit more information about just the history of this attraction. We had a chance to talk a little bit with Ms. Kramer, is it?
Sue Kramer.
Yeah. And she told us that the park began in 1964.
Right, that's right. That's when Mr. Bruce Norris called it. Purchased it, took it from a little tin hut sitting out here, and developed everything. All these buildings, the restrooms, the hotel, everything was singly owned by Mr. Bruce Norris. He is the ranch king, I would call him.
He owns quite a number of investments, you know, both here in this country and abroad.
Yeah.
And you just wouldn't believe what all he did now to develop this. So was that tin hut you mentioned, was that any kind of attraction at all?
Well, that's all that was here. It was a little building sitting there beside the water. You go down in the tube, you look at the fish, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
And then he came in, he brought in the second largest rare waterfowl exhibit in Florida,
mm-hmm.
in which for right now we have about 38 different varieties out there. Right now. This is just a little sample of what all you can see out there in the fruit park.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a good picture. Mr. Johnson, you have to take care of you.
Okay.
Glad to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Turns out good.
I don't know, as I said, a lot of what we'll be using is stuff that we've already done. It'll take us a while to get these pictures back, but if any of them are related enough, I'll try to take the appropriate shots, but we'll see what turns out.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, if there's one or two good ones, would you mind if we submitted that along with it?
Okay.
Well, to do that, I'll need to get a release form from it.
Oh, okay.
But I'll get back to you.
Okay, if you need to, no problem.
I just wanted to ask you one thing. Did you have to go out with another guide in order to learn how to do it? Or did
when I was working in the park, they needed relief, and I'd run up there, and there'd be a dock full of people.
Yeah.
I'd jump on the boat, and I'd bring them down.
And I did ride a few times with other guys. But then Mr. Kirchner wrote a letter and gave us an idea of what he wanted to say. It's a lot of my energy. People, you know, you see people really enjoy it. I watch people. And then through doing it day in, day out, see what they like.
Not the baby.
I know when I rode the boat the first time at the tours, I wondered what that cement, how the cement was, seeing that tree there, what people looked at. That's what I mentioned.
So you're going to take the group back now?
Yes, sir.
Will you be doing any more trips today?
Yeah, I'll be coming back down here this trip.
Okay. Well, maybe we can catch you on the way back.
Yeah, I'll go back on tour.
No good, because I'd like to talk to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you much.
See you later.
All right. Is there any kind of guided tour through the
marshes? No, sir. You come in and you walk at leisure. That's the best part about it. You don't talk to any of these people.
Yeah.
You're left. It's not commercial. So you go out there and you enjoy yourself. You listen to the birds and the animals. And you don't have somebody run up trying to sell you something every time.
Sure.
And it's like the sort of places do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's strictly on your own basis. You just go out there. You come in at 9:30 and you can go at 5:30 if you want to. And a lot of people will be surprised. Come in and stay 3 or 4 hours and just thoroughly enjoy themselves out there with the birds. Yeah.
Andy, or Lee, Anthony Page, please.
When you don't get that in the background. We have some new employees and some of them don't know what to do, so they have to call an older employee and find out what they
need. Don't know how to adjust the volume on that speaker.
That's for sure. Well, we've had a lot of life in it lately, and it affects our intercom system, too.
Well, you said you'd been here for 9 years.
Yes, sir.
Were you from this area originally? Or?
No, sir. I was born in Sarasota, Florida, but then we went over to Georgia for 9 years, so I can't really say I'm from this area. But now I've lived here since 1969.
And that's now that's longer than 9 years, so you did live in this area a little bit before you came to work?
No, I went to work with this company, but then I dropped out for a few years. I took care of my mother, who was an invalid. She was paralyzed until she passed away a year ago in February. So I dropped out of sleep for a while.
Have you worked with wildlife most of your life?
Yes, sir. I worked with wildlife in Georgia. I worked with him 2 years, and then I worked on a dairy, and I took an artificial inseminator, breeding dairy cow. That was disgusting, you know, to say the least. Would y'all like to walk out in the park? And we can get out from that way?
Yeah.
Did you need all this, or did you go to the office?
It would be a whole lot easier just to drop this much, and I can get what I need out of the pocket here.
Okay, I'll lock it up in this office. Okay. I just thought if you have some...